A reading from John 8, 21-24. Once more Jesus said to them, I am going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. This made the Jews ask, Will he kill himself? Is that why he says, Where I go, you cannot come? But he continued, You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you will die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am He, you will indeed die in your sins.
I want to discuss for a minute this distinction Jesus makes about you are of this world, but I am not of this world. When we use the word world today, we often put a very positive slant on it. The world is beautiful. The world is, you know, just the existence of, because we really more or less say the earth and the world are synonymous. But here Jesus is making a very, very important distinction, and he's going to do it again in this 17th chapter of John, where he keeps on talking about the disciples who follow him are going to be encounter the world in a very harsh way. The world's going to attack them. So what is Jesus saying here?
I don't have the Greek in front of me, but I'm sure it's the word cosmos, given the context. And we've heard that before because of a soccer team in New Jersey, the cosmos. But there are three different ways of interpreting cosmos when it's used in a context. So the most basic is when you think of the earth, you know, the world. It's that aspect, the ball of the globe mm-hmm. that we know. A second aspect is it's used to refer to people, the world, the collective of humanity. And the third way, it's used to refer to a system that's set up against the way God designed the world. So God created this world, and it was to have systems of order that people could thrive in. With the entrance of sin, a worldly system, the world was developed, that is going antagonistically against God. And so whenever that this occurs in Scripture, you've got to determine what is the context. Clearly, here Jesus is saying, I'm not a part of this worldly system. This is not a geographical declaration as much as a spiritual identity declaration.
So the natural, what we have talked about many times, and what for somebody coming to know Jesus more or less for the first time, is that the world, as you just defined it, the system, is almost naturalistically in opposition to the mission of Jesus Christ.
It's fundamentally, there's a whole world system that's moving against him. Francis Chan is a contemporary author, and I love the way he describes it, is once you come into Christ, you are like a person who is going up a down escalator. You're moving as much as you can, but you're moving against the flow. And so it takes more effort to get up to where you're going. And when you come into Christ, all of a sudden you recognize you used to be going the flow where everyone was. You were just being assumed into this worldly system. But to be in Christ, you need to move in the opposite direction. If not, you'll end up where Jesus says in this passage, you're going to die in your sins. We're all born into sin. We'll die into sin unless Jesus comes into our life and we move in the opposite direction of where this world is going.
Before I knew Christ, I was ambitious to move on the escalator that was going up, and I was going with it. When I met and became a follower of Jesus Christ, I got on that other escalator. But I must say that the escalator coming down and I'm trying to go up it has been a wonderful challenge.
And you come to discover who you were really created to be. You weren't meant to float with where the world was going. You were meant to live out the image of God that's been stamped upon you.